Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092. Plenty of things going on in the NFL, so we need to kind of put them all together. We throw them in the pen, and we have a little bit of a roundup here. So let's do a little NFL rapid fire. Here's Dan Menigan.
Oh yeah.
All right, gentlemen, we are going to begin with the week that was and then work our way into the week that will be. Does that make sense? Questions,
yes.
Comments, concerns?
Yes.
Good. I didn't want them anyway. Let's begin with Denver. This is absolutely unbelievable. The Denver Broncos were down 19-0 in their game against the New York Giants, then rattled off 33 straight unanswered points in the fourth quarter.
Unbelievable
how that ended up happening. Have you guys, I mean, just off the top of your heads, have you ever seen anything like that?
No, it's an NFL record.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
It's unbelievable. 33 in the fourth quarter, because you just thought it was, well, they're getting whacked and they have nothing going. And then they just came back and went nutso. According to the stats, a 0.2% chance of coming back to win the game.
And that's why I say analytics sucks.
Hey, you said there was a chance.
The worst part might have been, okay, they're down 19-0 going into the fourth. They were down 26-8 with just over 5 minutes to play. Wow. That's unbelievable.
This seems like something that would happen to the Browns.
Well, it
or
does.
Or was the Giants, right?
Kind of did that Jets game. Remember
yeah.
that one?
Oh. The Jets game.
Bo Nix looks like the real deal. And
do you think so? Because there's a lot of discourse around.
Yeah, I think he does.
Discord?
Discord. But here's the thing. If you find the right guy and you coach him up and it works for you, you know, you don't have to have the first quarterback out of the draft.
Well, I mean, it looked pretty clunky in London, Jeff. You have to admit.
Well, I'm not saying that he's the second coming of Roethlisberger, okay? But what I'm saying is this. It's working in Denver. He seems to be the guy that they're going to go with. You know, look, we'll go to the classic example. Dan Marino was the sixth quarterback off the board in his draft. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Kenny O'Brien didn't work.
You know?
Tony Eason didn't work. Todd Blackledge didn't work. Todd, if you're listening, love you.
He has touchdown passes in every game this year.
Oh,
he's got 11 total.
It looks like he can play, doesn't it?
But what's weird is he bounces back and forth on the yardage for these games. So whether that's him or that's play driven, 176, then 200, 153, then 326 against the Bengals.
It's kind of clunky when you watch it.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It's up and down.
Kansas City Chiefs got a 31-0 win over the Raiders.
Mm.
Guys, did the Chiefs figure it out?
Yep.
Are we now on Chiefs Super Bowl watch?
Yep. Absolutely.
Because you know, if it ended right now,
we'd
always
be on
the outside looking in.
I think they have a great chance getting Rashee Rice back. does nothing but help that offense. They run a fleet of skill position guys out there. Are any of them like Justin Jefferson? No. And are any of them like Jonathan Taylor? No. But they keep running guys out there on offense, and they keep getting productivity at wide receiver, at running back, and at tight end. Good for them.
They'd be a half game out if they were in the North, only because they played one more game. So
keep an eye on them.
Yeah.
I think they're getting there.
So you brought up the North. Do you know the Ravens have the second best odds to win the North?
Still?
According to your friends at FanDuel.
Wow.
Yeah. Plus 130 for the Steelers to win the North. Plus 135 for the Ravens to win the North.
Hmm.
You buy it?
I'm not counting Baltimore out. Their defense hasn't been good, but if they can figure that out a little bit, there's rumblings. Should you make a change at defensive coordinator? You've even heard rumblings that Dean Pease should be brought out of retirement at the age of 76.
Wow.
A gentleman who I did a great story with about his ability to compose songs on an electric piano.
Do you think we could play that next segment?
Despite the fact that he can't read music.
Wow. A good story.
It is a good story.
Yeah. Was that when he was at Kent State?
Yep.
Yeah. I want to see what they look like when Lamar comes back. I mean, they've been so down. And how many games till he comes back? What do we think?
So, according to the latest story I'm reading here, they're saying he's still sidelined with the hamstring injury as they return from the bye. He did not practice on Monday.
So he's probably not going to play this week. Well, don't you think?
But it's a Sunday game, though, and they're coming off of a bye week, so the Monday practice kind of feels like, all right, boys, let's see who ate too much last week.
I have a weird feeling he comes back for like a game or two, and he's done for the rest of the season. I don't know why I have this bizarre feeling. Or the Ravens can't figure it out when he comes back. Something goes sideways when he comes back. I don't have a lot of faith in the Ravens right now. I'm going to be honest with you.
When Lamar comes back, watch Derrick Henry explode. They've really been keying on Derrick Henry, and he's not been typical Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how bad is this hole? Again, we're talking about 1-5. What, 1-5?
There's only been four teams. Football.
Only four teams in NFL history have come back to make the playoffs after starting 1-5.
Surprised they're not going. Didn't go Tyler Huntley more.
Yeah, because Cooper Rush is a hot mess.
Didn't. Yeah.
He is an absolute mess.
So you think the Ravens will be in the playoffs when it's all said and done?
Yes.
I think they got to win.
Yes.
If they win 10 games, I think they can do it.
I buy the talent. I think that is the most talented roster all the way around, even with the injuries and that stuff. I think the talent
then
is still there.
Then how are they 1-5?
Because their quarterback's hurt.
Okay, you don't think they can pick up one game? I mean, even the Browns beat the Packers. You tell me they can't win. I don't know that they
can go 9-2 the rest of the way.
No.
That's what they got to do to go 10-7.
But I think they could make their way. If they're 9-8, no one's going to want to see them in the last round.
Who do you have more faith in, the Chiefs or the Ravens, to make the playoffs? They're 4-3. The Ravens are 1-5. I don't care how good they are. You are what your record says you are. And they're going to have to go on an unbelievable run when he comes back. Historic.
Would it shock you?
Yes. Because they're going to lose a game that they're not supposed to lose.
Okay, well, you can argue they already lost a couple of them with having Cooper Rush sitting there.
I'm just telling you.
Right. It was god-awful at football.
I'm not buying it.
So interesting.
You're talking about the Central Michigan chip right there, you know.
Good on it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Interesting thing coming out of the Eagles. Why are the Eagles like the best dysfunctional team that is going? Between all the AJ Brown hubbub, and now he's still sending cryptic posts all over the place and complaining. But then they bring in Za'Darius Smith on a free agent contract.
Yeah.
And then looks around and goes, I don't think I want to do this. And retires. And their solution to that is now to bring in 37-year-old Brandon Graham out of retirement.
Add depth.
I guess I
wish Jason Kelce would come out of retirement. I'm getting tired of seeing all these commercials. I want to see him play.
Howie Roseman's a really good GM there.
Although I'm still mad at him for wearing the Baltimore band uniform.
I know you are. Yeah. He sounded good.
Yeah, he did. Wasn't bad.
In Howie they trust. So I just wait till the trade deadline as well. They don't be stunned if they do something at the trade deadline. Fortify their little weaknesses. When you have the Super Bowl champ spotlight on you, funny things happen.
Aaron Rodgers is taking on the Packers this week. Yeah, except the Packers going to Pittsburgh
It's in Pittsburgh.
On Thursday, there will be a Zoom availability with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers media as well, which I am sure is going to be handled in a non-weird manner by him.
Sure.
So what do we think of this, guys?
I think Aaron will play well, and I'll bet the Pack wins. In fact, we hope the Pack wins. Do we not, Andy?
And the Browns win, because then all of a sudden the season changes and it flips over. It flips.
You know, Aaron.
Really a game behind Pittsburgh? Is that a game and a half?
For the first time this last game, I thought Aaron Rodgers, it was against Cincinnati on Thursday night, obviously. So they didn't have, it's Thursday night football. You never know what's going to happen. But I thought for the first time, hey, now that's the Aaron Rodgers that I knew and loved from Green Bay days. I thought he played pretty well.
There's flashes there.
Yeah, and they lost. He threw 4 touchdowns in that game. But I think he's doing okay. And we'll see how he progresses there. He loves throwing to DK Metcalf, but boy, his tight ends were great in that game. I mean, they did a nice job, and he found them. Freiermuth had great big long touchdowns.
That's the Arthur Smith factor, though. That guy always throws the tight ends.
Yeah. Are you picking the Packers or Steelers then? Who are you picking?
I'll take the Pack.
Who are you taking?
And I think the Packers will win
that game. I think the Packers will, too.
I just think they're the better team. The only problem is the offense is kind of stuck in mud, and nobody wants to talk about
it. Hopefully they put new turf in.
The Packers offense is not good right
what
now.
What a garbage field. Seriously, the field was garbage when the Browns played there.
But it kind of
garbage. It was garbage. I mean, I don't know how you do that. You got a team like Pitt playing there, and then you got the Steelers playing there. I'm embarrassed for those guys. Did you see how nice our lawn looked the other day? Oh, it was gorgeous.
It's great.
Gorgeous. Bravo, Browns ground crew. Well done.
It's wonderful. We're glad.
You're done with us? So what you're trying to say?
For years.
He's done with us, Jeff.
Apparently so.
Yep. Interesting week in the NFL. And then, I'm ready for. I wish the Browns played earlier. Tropical Storm looked at me the other day. He goes, the Browns only had one nationally televised game. I go, I don't know. No, he said they only had one primetime game. And I'm like, I don't know. Is 9:30 in the morning prime time?
It's arguably one too many.
So down. If you're going to feel optimism about this team at all, can't you feel it this week?
Cynical young Dan.
Why? Because I
think you guys all want them to lose every week. I can't do this.
Why?
I can't do it every week.
Don't want them to lose every week.
I think you guys do. I think you want them
to get as high of a draft choice as they can get next year.
I hate this whole notion of wanting them to lose.
You know what I hate? I hate this. I hate the fact that I hate it when a team kind of is out of playoff contention and then continues to win games.
What are you talking about?
The Browns aren't there yet.
It saved Eric Mangini's job here.
Yeah, for how long and what did that do for anybody other than Eric and the Mangini family?
Hey, they had a good night last night.
Well, that's
the brother-in-law.
If you're out of the World Series for the first time? If you're out of the playoff race, it does you no good as an NFL team to win games. None.
It really doesn't.
Andy, I'm just looking at it from a team-building standpoint. And I know you want to create the culture and blah, 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 blah. You want to add as much good young talent to your team as you can under a good contract.
Yeah, but you know what? If you're good at picking players, you should be able to figure it out. Like, we keep sitting here saying, well, the Browns have to get a quarterback in the first round. Does it have to be the number one overall pick? Because if it does, it means you're probably going to have to trade your other pick.
They're not going to get there. They're going to win more than they need to be the number one.
So if you're good at what you do and you
You can stop there.
What? If you're good at what you do?
It's been six drafts. How many of them have you liked? Move along.
Yeah. Take your picks. Like, can we just have a draft where we just take our picks? Is it that hard? Is it? There are just things I look at and I think they just make it way too complicated sometimes.
Like the great NBA rule. Last thing you want to do is be in the middle.
Well, if you draft, though, you're not going to be in the middle. You're not. If you draft well.
Big if. Keep moving. Dan wants us out.
I know Dan wants us out. Let's do a little baseball when we come back. See who's in the World Series. How many former Indians are going to be there for the Blue Jays? Got to love it. 216-474-0092.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.